Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's freaking up? It's We Didn't Read It. Who's here today?
I'm seeing Aiden on my left.
I'm seeing Ryan on my right.
I'm seeing Julia down my eyes.
I'm seeing Julia on my left.
Yep.
And I'm Tommy.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
I feel loose as hell.
I'm loose AF.
That's why Tommy's, you might notice that Tommy has sunglasses on because he's feeling chill.
He's feeling just a little goofy.
For the viewers who aren't viewing it, for the listeners who have ears, I am just wearing sunglasses right now.
Do you guys wear sunglasses when you drive?
I don't like the colors I'm seeing to be dimmed. I feel like that defeats the purpose of sight. But I do feel like a bad bitch when I wear my sunglasses.
What about sunglasses that make everything brighter?
That's a good idea.
Oh my God.
It's like a hearing aid, but for your eyes.
Oh my God.
You've seen the inspirational TikToks where they put them on someone who's blind and they're like,
yeah.
Then they take them off.
And they're like, not for you. And then they step on them and they crunch them. Say,
this is what we have all the time.
Yeah, and they're like, whoa, balloons are so colorful.
Yeah, I watch those videos when I get down.
Who's on Hopecore TikTok? I bet you guys are not.
I'm on Dreadcore.
They're on, yeah, Cynic-core. You're not on Hopecore. I don't know what Tommy's For You page looks like.
Mine is exclusively those really creepy videos from the North Sea.
Yo ho.
Those ones? Those are so scary.
I love them.
Uh-huh. They just calm you down?
They don't calm me down. They rile me up.
Okay.
He watches those to get up in the morning and to go to bed at night.
Uh-huh. And in the middle of the day, I don't watch any of them because if I do, then I'll go to bed.
Yeah. That messes with his circadian rhythm. That's the only thing that keeps him on track.
I'm like a cicada.
Do you guys have a time during the day allotted for TikTok?
We have a friend who schedules everything to the T.
Who's that? Or we can cut his name. We'll bleep his name.
We're not.
Well, you're not going to tell me? We'll bleep it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got this friend. He schedules everything to the T. His name.
All right.
You can keep that one in. Heath, that's my friend. I can't believe you guys have a friend of the same name.
I try not to go on TikTok right when I wake up or right when I go to bed. But if I'm pooping.
Right.
If I'm pooping.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I get excited because I'm like, I get guilt-free TikTok time.
If I'm pooping, I get excited, but for a different reason.
You gotta get it out.
Because it's coming out?
Yeah, well, it's not excited. It's more stressed out because if I don't get it out all within 2 minutes, then a lot of people are harassing me. They're on my ass.
He poops with a crowd.
Huh? He poops with the crowd?
I poop for the crowd.
For his company.
He's a real showman. You should watch him.
Yeah, guys.
I'd like to be there.
Ryan, you need to stop watching him.
You tried ripping me away from that. Me and the hundreds of others who are watching.
Not only is Ryan watching, he's timing.
Yeah, there's stopwatch.
He gives
should be
notes.
An Olympics.
Ryan
sport.
Gives notes.
This week we didn't read Fahrenheit 451.
That's hot.
Oh, snap.
That's hot.
Fahrenheit 451.
The quote, Paris Hilton. That's hot. That's hot.
Our story takes place in a future American society in which books are outlawed. Guy Montag is a fireman, meaning it's his job to find books and burn them. His boss, Captain Beatty, formerly an avid reader, now hates books for their unpleasant content and contradicting opinions. One night after work, Guy is joined by his new neighbor, Clarice, a 16-year-old girl whose inquisitive nature makes her unpopular at school. The two walk and talk after Guy's shift.
Guy, how was your shift?
It was okay. It was so-so.
You can tell her how it was.
It was so-so what?
It was the greatest shift of my life.
You had the greatest shift of your life? That's so amazing.
I had the greatest shift of my life.
Tell her who you met.
I met the, I don't want to name drop, but are you familiar with the book Harry Potter?
What? You met Harry Potter? That's so crazy. Wait, but that's illegal. He can't be here.
The movie characters from books are outlawed.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So he can't be here, but I met him.
Just a regular guy, me. It's a regular chap, me.
Harry? Are you Harry?
Keep your voice down.
I'm sorry. People have told me I'm too loud and happy.
Harry, you need to keep your hat on, okay? I know you've been growing your hair out and you want to show it off. But if someone sees you, they're going to put you to death publicly by stoning.
Stoning's very popular these days and you'd be the first to go.
Excuse me, I'm just doing my routine checks, making sure there are no fictional characters of literature.
Hello, officer. Yeah.
Two, three normal humans.
Three normal guys hanging out.
Well, you guys seem to be acting natural and...
Mm-hmm. Not acting.
Yeah.
Completely, sir.
Not acting.
Completely.
Are you
natural?
British?
Completely. No, we like to do fake accents sometimes.
We like to do fake accents.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I mean, I've heard you two do your traditional normal American accent. How about you? What's your American accent? Your natural accent?
My natural accent sounds like, hey, I'm walking here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that was really
good. Hey,
great.
I'm a guy from New York City.
Yeah, that's weird because we're
He's actually in Topeka, Kansas.
But...
Yeah, I'm just kind of a regular guy. I like to play video games, and I like to keep my imagination through a really kind of simple, narrow scope.
Wow. All the way from Al Pacino to Robert De Niro in one sentence.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's crazy for a Kansas citizen.
I'm just kind of a regular guy like you.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I can't stand? In literature.
All right, I think you got it.
Me neither. We hate literature, and this is a regular dude.
That's right. What's your least favorite part about literature on the count of
three? Indexes.
Too much hope.
Snape.
Wait. Hold on. Give me one second with my friend.
What are they talking about?
You talked about... You mentioned Snape.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. What came over me?
You can't mention... Snape. Snape cannot be mentioned.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay.
No Snape. Snape is not real. No. Snape is not real.
No.
Okay, you're up. I put an X here. I'm distracting by playing tic-tac-toe.
Okay, great.
There's an O. Okay. Oh, I gotta get a
closer
look at this.
Oh, you're so good. You beat me again.
I gotta get a real close look at this paper.
You beat me again.
My eyes are on that paper. Sorry, I got distracted by this little spider on the ground over here who seems to be speaking.
You're an officer who's distracted by a speaking spider?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Oh, that's my friend Roger.
Oh, what are you doing?
Sorry. I forgot I turned him into a spider.
What?
Hmm? What?
What?
Huh?
He's joking. Huh? He does improv. He likes to do spontaneous improv.
I just started.
Comedy.
There's another spider over there. And
crap.
Abracadabra. Through web language.
Harry, he's going for your hat.
Oh, no.
You guys seem to want me to take his hat?
No,
is that what I'm reading here?
Don't.
I don't need your hat. No, feel free. You said your name is Harry?
Here's the deal, Harry.
All right, I'll take the hat.
Oh, my God. Oh.
What a hideous
scar. Oh, my God.
Star.
Oh, and you decided to take off your sunglasses, too, just to help me out and really show me that...
It's not Harry Potter.
I don't know. I don't read books.
Listen, here's the deal. Harry, he visited me at work, and he was kind of a piece of work. He's kind of Harry, so I was kind of hoping he would get caught.
Oh, okay. I can get behind that.
Yes.
I share all the opinions of my author. Every single one.
Oh, no.
Harry lists those opinions as Guy and Clarice slip away. When he arrives home, Guy notices his wife, Mildred, on the floor, unconscious. She has overdosed on sleeping pills. He calls for medical attention, and two EMTs arrive.
Oh no, I've overdosed on sleeping pills. I got a case of the... I'm having a great slumber.
Excuse me, Mildred, are you... Okay, you seem to be doing really
well.
Oh
no, I'm only doing incredible.
Okay, I'm your EMT that your husband Guy called. Guy?
Hey, yeah, this is my wife, Mildred. Hey. I wanted you to come and check on her. She took a lot of sleeping pills and she's still up.
She seems like she's doing absolutely fantastic.
New record.
Yeah, she's fine physically. I'm concerned. That's why I'm concerned.
It's a heroic dose. There's three empty bottles on the ground.
Honestly, it was just harder to get them down processing it. It was just logistically.
I hate swallowing pills.
Hello? Would you like to buy some wakey pills?
Not now.
Did you say wakey pills?
Yes. These are for when you're having such a great time on sleeping pills, but you want to stay awake to enjoy it, so you take these, and then you stay awake, Dory.
Give me one of these. I'm falling asleep right away.
I mean, hey, I feel like I shouldn't, but I'm curious now.
Aren't you a trained medical professional?
Yeah, but tired. She's killing it.
Getting tired.
She's, like, plastered to the
Just
ceiling
one bottle?
Right now.
One bottle, that's it?
Yes, that'll be $30.
That's nothing. Hun, give her the cash.
Mildred, can I ask you a question?
What's up?
What's your goal? Like, is this recreational or you couldn't sleep well?
Ideally, GoPro, make a career out of it.
GoPro.
Sleeping?
Out of sleeping.
Sleep.
Honey, Mildred, you're never going to do it.
I'm a sleep-fluencer.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get brand deals? Do you live stream your sleep? What it is.
I live stream my sleep.
Yeah. What that means? You live stream my sleep too, honey, and I'm not okay with that.
The camera's fine. It's just the guy that films our sleep that he's not a big fan of.
Tuck, tuck, tuck. Hey, I'm here for my shift.
Is this him?
Yep.
And I'm rolling.
Oh, we're going right now?
Oh, honey, we have to get to
I'm
bed.
I'm not even tired.
What's the bummer is he works
it's
on his
4
own
PM.
Hours. We can only book him. He's busy. So
you have like 223 followers. Do we need, is this really necessary?
Oh, I just checked 222. Eat your words, hun.
Is that one less?
Is it this or a divorce still? Is that the deal?
Shh. Zoom in on your face.
Can we cut for a second?
You look really angry.
Can we cut?
People are going to love this. Oh, he's back to sleep.
At this rate, Mildred's health is really at risk. But
I just got an insane cocktail in my head right now.
I'm going to be fully clothed and awake for the next couple hours. Just going to be doing my crossword puzzle.
Okay, if you could go to sleep and get naked, that'd be brilliant.
That's the other thing that he takes a bit of an issue with, is that only he has to get naked.
You don't get naked?
No, I don't get naked.
The patriarchy.
So we have two accounts. Mine has 222 followers. His has 137,000 followers.
Oh, no way, but he's not even, he doesn't even
love
it.
And I'm not even
it.
Into it.
I manage that one.
You manage it? Your manager?
Yeah, I manage it.
That's the deal we split. I said his payment is he takes all the revenue from his thing, and we get to keep all the IP trying to make a movie.
And we make about $20 a month.
You make $20 a month?
You make about $20, and I give him half of that. So I give him $10 a month.
God, right. I got to stop having these general meetings with all the streamers. I'm not going to do the naked sleeping movie. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
But the problem is they're not adapting any of these books anymore. All they want is, a movie about a person who actually goes to sleep in real life. That's
totally.
Not,
sorry, and what again is your role in this? You're
the
EMT?
I'm the EMT who came to check on you. But if I'm being completely honest, my dream is to be an agent. And I'd love to help you adapt this sleepfluencer thing. Oh, you don't want to adapt it.
No, it's going to bring in so much money. Ugh, I'm going to... Ugh, everyone's going to know who, everyone's gonna
you
know
don't
who I am.
You love capitalism?
Capitalism is my fifth least favorite thing in the entire world.
Oh, yeah?
No way. List them.
Run us through the other four.
Okay, but could you cut for this, please?
Yeah, I'm not rolling.
You're not rolling?
I'm not rolling.
Is that red? That red dot means no.
He's rolling.
Not rolling.
Yeah, that red dot means no.
Yeah, you see the tape he put on there that says not rolling? Red tape means not rolling?
Yes, right. Okay. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
I'm going to talk in a really low voice for this so you don't hear most of them, or so nobody else can hear. Okay, so my fifth least favorite thing is, I don't even remember.
You said it was capitalism.
Capitalism. My fourth least favorite thing is neoliberalism.
Okay.
My third least favorite thing is liquid. My second least favorite thing is analog clocks and people who prefer them. And my first least favorite thing is so horrifically horrendous, I can't even say it out loud. Oh my gosh, I hate supercomputers.
Hon, I'm not, these sleeping pills are doing nothing for me. I'm just going to pull out my ebook and go to sleep.
My fifth,
As Guy tucks himself in, he is consumed by subversive thoughts. What Clarice said to him resonates with him so much that at work the next day, he steals a book off the shelf of an old woman's home they're burning. The firemen order the old woman to vacate her home so that they can set alight all the kerosene that they've dumped. The woman refuses, lights a match, and burns herself alive.
You can't take my books. I won't have it.
Oh my God, she's talking through the fire.
That's why she sounds very hot.
Oh, she's glowing.
And I will read more books.
Does she know that she's about to die?
Put a book in front of me. I can't see.
Hi, I'm the doctor, ma'am.
Hello.
I'm here to take your temperature.
I'm very hot.
Oh my God.
My body's engulfed in flames.
It's Fahrenheit 451.
All right, good podcast, guys.
Here's her temperature.
Ow.
Why are they burning? Mr. Fireman, why are you burning my book?
Ma'am, we need you to jump.
I don't want to. I'm afraid of heights.
Does anybody here know, like, any basic levitation spells or anything that we could get this woman down?
From the first floor.
Yeah. But you better not be a fictional character. But you would be a hero.
Somebody save my books.
She's dying and she wants her books to be saved.
I'm 6 foot. Is that scary to you?
You're too tall.
You're afraid of heights?
Yeah, I'm afraid of the heights, including the height of 6 foot.
Oh, she's afraid not of people's.
Okay. So she's not afraid of being up high. She's afraid of tall people.
General heights.
Is anybody small that we can get in there?
I have a child.
I know a certain actor slash character that is known as relatively short in the films.
Oh, I love books. Where is he?
He's going to come out.
Or her.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to go ahead and tackle that one?
Oh,
whoa.
I have a lovely collection of books. Somebody get them for me.
Guys, I don't want to do this because I know that we're going to get put in jail.
And
but she's clearly dying. And,
I mean,
she's resilient, but she's dying.
I'm dead.
Oh, she died. Okay. All right. Never mind, guys. No rush. We're good. Guys, here's the thing. I got to stop spending so much money on food every day, but I don't have the time to like cook every single day. 2 minutes is all you need with Factor. That's really what appeals to me personally.
How long is your dinner cooking process taking you on a regular note?
Six, four hours.
Because he likes to make each of the ingredients.
What I do is I saute everything. Have you ever sauteed milk?
I want to cook. I want to be one of those people who cooks. And sometimes I have the time. Most of the time, I don't have the time. And because you got to cut stuff, you got to buy stuff, you got all the food I buy goes bad before I'm ever able to cook with it.
Yes.
So I'm just throwing money away.
Yeah.
Which is why I think Factor is an excellent choice.
Yeah.
Head to factormeals.com/readit50 and use the code readit50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month.
That's code READIT50 at factormeals.com/READIT50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Awesome.
Shook by the old woman's suicide, Guy suggests the next morning he should take a break from being a fireman. Mildred panics over the thought of losing her home and calls Captain Beatty to talk some sense into Guy. Beatty recounts how books went into decline to make way for new media and shorter attention spans. After the history lesson, Beatty issues a mild threat to Guy that if he is in possession of any books, he has 24 hours to burn them.
Guy, are you listening to me?
Yeah, Mildred. What's the matter?
You're gonna talk to Captain Beatty.
Mildred.
You got to, because you're trying to, if you want to quit being a fireman, I'll die before that happens. I need my house. I need my shows. I need my food.
Oh.
I need my buffets.
Sounds like you need a job.
I need my water park.
That's right. Hi, I'm Guy Montag. I'm changing my life. And if that ruins my wife's life, yeah, I give a shit.
Beep, boop, beep.
What?
You hung up.
Yeah.
I wasn't done.
What?
I'm calling Captain Beatty. We're
no!
gonna do.
Yes,
we.
No!
We're doing a three-way call. Bop.
I wish there wasn't that last word.
Captain Beatty.
This better be freaking important.
Captain, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm in the bathroom. I'm on a first date. So just make it quick. I have nine minutes.
Let's not bother him on a first
date. No, right. He answered.
I'm going to be in the bathroom for the next 9 minutes, no matter what. Are you having fun, sweetheart?
I thought we would go to the restaurant, not just the bathroom part.
Well, you know, there will be food coming
Captain
soon.
Captain Beatty's a great guy.
Can I speak with them? Who is that?
This is my date. Tell them your name. I can't.
Lucy Liu Fu.
It's Lucy Liu Fu. And that's what I like about you the most. I love you. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. It's a first date.
Yeah, all right. That was weird.
What do you want, guys?
Can you please explain to my husband
why
books are bad and why Clarence had to get hit by that car? It just had to happen.
What did you just say?
Can you please explain?
No, I heard that. Clarence got hit by a car?
Clarence got hit by a car?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I owed him so much money. Thank God.
Right.
There's someone outside banging on the door.
Can you just shut up and let me do my bathroom business? I'm just peeing. All the noises you hear are me peeing.
There are a lot of metal noises. A lot of metal.
I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
You gotta stop saying I love you.
I know, Mildred. I get
that. Stop saying that to other people.
Oh, trouble in paradise.
I think we're gonna last a very long time, sweetheart.
This is pretty exciting.
Lucy Liu Fu. Well, guys. I gotta go, if you know what I mean.
I don't. You still didn't explain why books were banned.
Oh, you want to hear real quick?
Yeah, give us the lowdown.
Can we meet in person?
No, we're doing a three-way call.
Shh. You didn't... Did he hang up? He didn't say
he
where.
He loves
knock,
to hang
knock,
up
knock,
on
knock,
you.
Knock, knock,
knock. I'll be right knock, at your knock, apartment. Knock, I'll knock. Be right there.
Okay.
Can I come in the bathroom?
How did you find us? Okay, fine. Come in. Hi, Lucy Liu.
Hey, no, Lucy let's Liu. Take go outside.
Hey, I'm here. Sorry.
Where did...
I sprinted.
Wait, do you guys have my location?
Yes.
It's really metal in here.
Yeah, it's a metal bathroom. So what? I go high-end for my first dates. I go to a fully copper
Can you
bathroom.
Stand up. You almost done?
I'm up.
I'm sorry, Captain Beatty, but I think I'm going to retire. From the force. We've been talking about it, and we've decided that I don't care what she thinks. And I'm going to retire.
I mean, you've been working here for, what, 40, 45?
45.
46?
46 years.
47?
46 years.
Yeah. 46, 45 sexy years. And look, I've enjoyed looking at you all those years.
I gotta be honest, I've enjoyed your gaze.
And they love you.
After Beatty leaves... Mildred confronts Guy about all the books he's hidden in the ceilings and elsewhere. Mildred grabs a book and rushes to put it in the kitchen incinerator, but Guy subdues her.
I found all your books. My accent changed.
You think you found all of them?
I found 36 books.
Oh, triple that number, double it, and then exponent by 8.
What? How did you do that?
That's the exact number of books I have.
I'm throwing your books in the incinerator. Okay?
The incinerator.
I'm going.
You installed what?
Look, it was at Williams-Sonoma, and I got the incinerator. It was very expensive. But I figured with all these books, I'd have to do something about it. So we're getting rid of these books. We're getting rid of Captain Underpants.
What happened to the fridge?
Fridge had to go.
So okay? that's 6.561E19 book. So that's 19
that's right.
Zeros.
That sounds right.
So that's 6 with 19 zeros after.
Wow,
how
you got
many
the
books
exact correct amount.
That's right, yes. It's a big house.
Regardless, now we have an incinerator. I'm finding your books. They gotta go, okay? I'll call you in. I'll report you.
Okay, I'll have them gone
knock,
by the
knock,
end of the day.
Honey, knock, there's someone at the door. Knock, can you please get that?
Knock, yes, hello.
Knock. No, hello.
Hi, sorry, we're kind of having a domestic spat.
Oh, well, that's perfect because I'm a cop.
Oh!
Who
I couldn't even tell by your attire.
Sorry, I'm undercover.
You look really cash.
I know. That's well, look, what, if you want to sell the undercoverness, you go fully nude. That's what you do.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting that.
I got a great business. I mean, if you're looking, are you feeling sleepy at all? Because you could monetize
I could
that
go for
thing.
For a couple, two, 3 hours.
You could monetize that thing.
I can monetize this thing?
We know. Yeah. I mean, if you are interested in the sleep for profit industry,
We're very familiar
that's
with
like,
it.
That's probably my sixth least favorite thing in the world, so no, thank
no
you.
No freaking... Is it right after capitalism?
I don't know who what you're talking about.
Sorry, I talk too much.
I love capitalism is my third favorite thing in the world, actually, yeah. Probably second is probably books.
You could just step right in over these... Not books! It's a placemat entryway, not books.
Okay, I'm stepping over this very hard placemat.
Books everywhere. Books!
Oh, this... Okay, all right. I get it.
Cop!
All right, which one
Mr.
of you?
Mr. Cop,
which one
books
of you cheated?
Everywhere.
Which one of you cheated?
I.
Yep.
I did. I
oh.
Did. That's oh, not why you should. That's not what we were supposed to talk about right now.
Oh, were you not aware of this until I just made you aware? I apologize.
Honey, are you okay? It seems like the 30 years of sleeping and awaking pills seem to be catching up to your cognitive function.
When's the last time you got a minute of sleep?
I have not slept in 30 years, okay?
And I wouldn't trade one for the world.
I would. I need sleep badly. I feel my skin is crawling inside out. I feel like I need to light myself on fire.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Don't do that. I heard about this woman.
I heard about a woman. Grandma.
Wait, are you two related? Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, my grandma. Oh. My grandma.
It's his grandma. You know when your partner has a grandma, you could call them grandma.
I've been single my whole life.
I mean, our grandmother...
See,
our
once
grandmother,
again,
my husband's grandmother, who's also my grandmother.
Are you blood related to your husband's grandmother?
We
much
just have
more
the
than
same
that.
Grandparents.
Do you know how that works?
No, but okay. She lit herself on fire.
May I ask a personal question or two?
Yes.
Number one, who did you cheat with?
I cheat.
Cover your ears, husband.
I.
Knock, 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 knock.
Oh, no.
Hi. I'll get the door.
I'm Gordon.
Gordon, it's a bad time.
You talked to him yet, Mildred?
No, I wasn't gonna, but I found all his books.
Who's this guy?
This is a cop.
Is this your dillweed husband?
Hey.
Okay, that's a cop.
I've never been in a relationship in my life.
He's very proud of being single, and then that's my husband.
Yeah, go in on the husband over there.
You guys are all... You guys...
Shut up, cop.
I'm free.
I fucking hate cops worse than husbands.
You have them confused.
I could burn you. I think that's what I do.
Cops
I think I
burn people.
That's a firefighter, jackass.
A fireman. You ever read the book?
Oh, I mean...
What? What?
Guy rushes out in search of guidance. He visits his former English teacher, Mr. Faber. Faber confirms the book that Guy took from the old woman's house is one of the last surviving copies of the Bible. Faber gives Guy a homemade earpiece so he can provide constant guidance.
So you're an English teacher?
Yeah.
Must be rough going these days, huh?
Yeah, I've had absolutely nothing to do.
Have you had to make a career pivot?
Yeah, I've pivoted to DIY publishing.
DIY publishing.
Yeah, it's just all kinds of nonsense. It's like fanfic, TikToks, mostly fan fiction, which is legal. Which is legal because it's not fiction. You just got to be a fan and kind of, there has to be some kind of romantic, erotic. What's up? How are you doing? What's the matter? No one talks to me anymore.
Well, I saw this really good TikTok, and I was. I don't want to beat around the bush.
So you're kind of beating around the bush as right now.
I was hoping, you know, you could write a little something for me.
Write a little something for you.
A little fanfic, yeah.
Teacher, what is this guy doing here?
That's an old student of mine.
Okay.
I didn't even introduce myself. I'm sorry.
Hi.
This is Guy.
I'm Sadie.
Sadie. This is my student, Sadie.
I like to stay after class.
Yeah, she likes to stay after class. Don't even... hey, I could get you set up. I could write something for you.
What are you going to write for him? That seems weird. It seems illegal.
No. It's fan fiction.
Sadie, have you ever played tic-tac-toe?
What is that?
Yeah, you're going to want to see this. Okay, so I'll start with an X over here.
God.
Okay, go. I got her. Okay, what topic?
Well...
You should write about me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's Jesus Christ.
I'm not, actually.
Focus on the tic-tac-toe. Focus on the tic-tac-toe. Over here.
It's the Lord. I've come to you, teacher, to ask you a very important question.
Yeah?
Am I a fictional character from a book?
Everyone ready? Everybody ready for my answer?
Yes.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Okay, bye everyone.
Tic-tac-toe. Okay, I've written some fan fiction about our Lord and the Savior. It is called The Bibble.
How do you spell that?
It's T-H-E-B-I-B-L-E.
So Sadie.
Yeah.
So first of all, no triangles. I know you're really going for triangles. Also, is right here, right?
Yeah.
So you're going over here.
Yeah.
That's not on the page. You're drawing
Why
on your desk.
Why can't I draw a triangle?
Should we just watch him play the whole game?
Okay.
Yeah, my hand is burning. Will you remove this?
Your hand
It's full of boring stories.
Well, I'm sort of in the middle of something.
Wait,
now.
What is that? Let me read that.
Oh.
Oh. No, this is words.
Yeah.
This is book.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
Book.
Some
book
of us
is
think.
Bad.
Some people believe that's what happened.
What are you talking about? The Bibble?
Yeah, the Bibble. It's fan fiction.
Read my words, and hence thus forth, the book shall burn for eternity.
It's just something I've been working on. Yeah, it's like kind of just like words like that.
Oh, there's too much hope in these pages. We need to burn this.
Oh, skip to the beginning. Skip to the beginning.
Okay.
Go back to the beginning.
Okay.
On the very first day.
Oh, that's awesome.
There was no hope.
Oh. Perfect.
Day two. Oh, little hope.
No!
I'm feeling good.
No! We have to burn! This has to burn! Take it!
No, it's a good thing.
I don't even know. I don't even know how to read. They don't teach us how to read, so I don't even know what it said.
When I touch you, you shall be able to read.
Guy heads home as the miracles are bestowed. When he arrives, Mildred's friends, Mrs. Bowles and Mrs. Phelps, are over for tea and to watch the parlor walls. Bored of what's on TV, Guy gets up and turns off the walls and shows them a book of poetry. This confuses the ladies and angers Mildred.
What are you watching? What do you got on?
Sports.
No, it's just a blank wall. Blank
yeah,
wall,
this is... It's like it's sports if there wasn't any difference in color, hue, or light.
Oh, that's killer, man.
Hue, saturation, or light.
Who's winning?
I am.
Who is this? Hello.
I'm Mildred.
My beautiful wife.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't believe we've ever met. Hi, I'm the woman who's having an affair with your husband.
What?
Oh, did I say that out loud?
No. We were just having a good time watching the walls.
She always says stuff out loud.
Sorry about that. My name is Stefania, if you were wondering.
And I'm the man who paints the walls.
You paint the walls?
Yes.
Mm, and he is my father.
So it's kind of like a four-way situation?
I wouldn't be that interested.
Oh. I control the programming in this town.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm the only one who can paint.
Okay.
Hey, mister, do you think I could get another color?
No.
But all the walls are painted black.
Yeah.
It's so dark
Except
in here. Except for that one that's orange.
Yeah.
It's really... distasteful.
I'm colorblind.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a colorblind painter?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. They said I couldn't do it.
But you can do it,
you
but
can't.
It's bad.
You
they
cannot.
Still say I can't.
Yeah.
We don't really have anything to do but look at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was something that was kind of interesting on it to stimulate us, see, that would be cool.
I got this new idea. Mm. You see this book? I mean, she's...
Put that book away, Dad.
You see this? No. I'm just going to tape this to the wall. I can do this because I paint them. I'm going to tape it to the wall.
Is that a book of poetry?
Could be.
Oh.
Sir, you're under arrest.
Put the gun down.
No.
Read from the book before you make any decisions.
No. Books are illegal.
Let me just read
but
you
it's
one.
It's a book of poetry. That's barely
Let
literature.
My father read you one
poem. And it will change your mind.
Mind. We finish each other's sentences on the last word.
Oh, I thought it was more of an echo sitch.
No, you're trying to make this four-way work. It's not going to work.
I just want to be part of it.
Can I try? Can I see if this makes you cry, do you promise you won't? You will drop all preconceived notions about books and stuff?
Yeah, I will drop all preconceived notions about books and stuff.
Okay. Only if it makes you cry.
Okay.
Put the gun down.
We'll see about that.
This is a bit of a haiku. Went to the store. Forgot gas. Darn.
Darn it. Darn it. I forgot gas.
Good job, Dad.
Darn it. I forgot gas. I was at the store. I should have got gas when I was at the store, but
I'm willing to bet
it.
This resonates with him because of... He used to do that. Or he just did that recently.
My voice was really high.
Put the book away.
Oh. If I can make you cry.
Before you make any decisions about my father, let him read you one. 3, 2, 1. Poem.
My son actually wants to take this one.
One.
Fine, but I won't drop any preconceived notions about books.
Okay. Unless you cry.
Unless I cry. Okay.
Which you probably won't.
Honey, books have the power to move us emotionally.
We'll just
and physically.
See about
he's peeing.
That. Oh no, he pissed himself.
I'm having a movement.
Because he's being moved.
Darn. Yes.
Now move me.
All right. Okay. Read it.
Okay, I'm going to read from a read aloud. This one's a bit of a haiku. When I was in the fourth grade in elementary school.
What do you mean a bit of a haiku?
Well, it's not a haiku. It's a bit of a haiku.
It's a bit of a haiku.
It's a nod to haiku.
Just let them nod to their haiku.
I rode the bus. And when I was on that bus, I always wore my seatbelt. I was the only kid, and I got made fun of. They said we love.
We love.
They said we love riding the bus. We'd never. They said, take that seatbelt off. You look ridiculous. You look ridiculous. Take the seatbelt off. I said no. We love being safe on the bus.
Honey, shoot him.
Oh no!
Shoot him, honey.
Okay.
Shoot her.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm getting ready to be shot. I need to do some.
Yeah, I don't actually know how to work this gun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do you think we can distract them?
Yes, I'm painting tic-tac-toe on the wall.
Oh, that looks like a fun game. What is that?
I'm giving you both a brush. You will be O, and you will be X.
Oh, X.
Okay, guys, wrong wall. Painting on the wrong wall right now.
You have to explain the rules. Still, you just said O and X.
This wall looks way cooler now.
Let's get out of here.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Guy gets out of there and goes to the firehouse that night with one book to cover for the one that Beatty knows he stole the night before. Beatty reveals he was once an enthusiastic reader.
You really shouldn't suck in grapes like that. You should chew, man.
Shut up!
It's his retirement party. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Captain Beatty, happy retirement.
He can, if he wants to choke, don't touch him. Let him choke.
Oh, he's just going to power it down. I can see it in his throat.
Yeah, let him choke, okay?
He's bleeding from his eyes.
Oh, yeah, no, he's good now. We're going to miss you on the force. You were a dear friend, and all the gays loved you, but I don't want to do that.
You don't know a goddamn thing about me.
Okay. We worked with you for a long time. I feel like we know you a little.
You don't know about my past.
Is this your speech?
Yeah. Is this your big retirement?
Wait, do you want everyone to quiet that? Wait, can we turn the music down? I think he's doing his big speech, guys.
Honey, pass me that big kiwi fruit.
No.
Pass me the big one.
Oh, no.
That's the most.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Such a massive kiwi.
We
that's
have a
the biggest kiwi
thing?
I've ever seen.
Can I skin the kiwi?
No, we don't have one.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Guys, if he wants to choke, let him choke. Do not touch him.
I can see it in his esophagus.
I don't think he's choking. No, I don't think he's choking, actually.
Made his retirement speech more of like a talent show.
Yeah.
It's like sword swallowing, but fruit.
Suddenly, a fire alarm sounds, and the two jump in the fire truck to an unexpected destination, Guy's house.
You know, I used to be an avid reader. Oh, shit. What was... Oh, crap.
One last ride. Okay, do you need the Heimlich or anything? In all seriousness, are you okay?
No, I do need a plum, though.
Oh, no.
His body's all lumpy with fruit.
I can see the kiwi cartoonishly in your neck.
Oh, you know what? This is the best part. Ooh.
Whoa.
Tasted good.
What did that do?
Got the flavor. It came out.
Guys, can we get in the fire truck, please? Can we get in the truck? There's an emergency.
Okay, let's go. Bana, 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 bana.
I found all 36 million of his books.
That's a lot more than a million.
Oh, my God. They're all there. How'd you find them all?
I haven't slept in years.
I guess you did have a lot of time.
The couch was full of books. The walls were full of books. Everything books.
Right under your nose.
Mm-hmm. Bathroom
literally.
Was full of books. Nose was full of books.
Pillows full of books.
Mm-hmm. How did you not
remember our son
stumble across them in all of your 30 years?
I'm not very aware. Okay.
See, this is a poor reflection on you.
Well, no, again, she's so delirious from these pills she's been taking that she just really doesn't have much of a sense of
my
reality
vision
of what's going on.
Is a haze. I didn't see the books.
The other day I fed her a plate. She ate the plate.
Delicious. delicious plate.
She requests the plate often.
More plates.
See, this seems like a quality of life thing.
Get rid of the books. They're ruining our marriage.
Why don't you two go up and hop on that stack of books for me?
Oh, honey, 224.
224.
You're getting to follow her.
Ow! We are sleep fluencers.
I don't think she knows what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? Why don't you go ahead and climb up on this stack of books, ma'am?
Me? Should I light myself on fire?
Don't worry, ma'am. I'll take care of that for you.
Okay. I'm climbing on the books.
You too, guy.
My skin
is on the books.
Purple.
Get on the books, guy.
All right.
Light them up.
Wait a second.
Light them up.
You two are on TikTok.
Oh, me?
You guys are on TikTok?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's embarrassing.
Can I get
a
picture?
I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
She does this thing where she takes a bunch of sleeping pills and she goes to sleep and he has to get naked.
Oh, I think I've seen you. You're the guy that goes, oh, I can't sleep. Oh, and I'm naked.
Oh,
and
my God. Yeah. This is so freaking cool.
You guys come up on my For You page all the time.
Mikey would be freaking out.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mikey would be freaking. And we've worked together all these years.
No way.
And we know each other.
No kidding.
And I've been to your house. But I'm just realizing this now.
Honey,
take
the
picture.
Put the match down, honey.
Oh, no, I'm going to drop the match.
You're smiling?
I'm going to drop the match. It dropped.
Okay, she dropped the match.
Oh, no, the picture melted their skin like magic.
Captain Beatty orders Guy to destroy his home with a flamethrower. Guy watches as Mildred walks out of the house and into a taxi. She was the one that betrayed him. Guy is destroying his home when Captain Beatty notices the earpiece in Guy's ear. Backed into a corner, Guy threatens Beatty with the flamethrower. Beatty mocks him, and Guy burns Beatty alive.
Get in the corner, Guy.
All right.
Why don't you go ahead and get in the corner for me?
Fine, I'll get the corner.
Oh, you don't look so big in this corner.
Yep.
I'm kind of all up in your business now, aren't I?
Back
in this
up,
corner?
You're spitting on my face.
You guys, I'm going to get in the taxi. Sorry, I just wanted to say
That's a dog. Someone's walking their dog. Do not get on the dog.
I'm going to get in the taxi.
Do not
carry
sit
on
the dog.
Good job betraying him.
She just sat on the dog. I think she just crushed that dog's spine.
Dog died.
Oh, so you know it's a dog now. Great.
A dog died?
Carry on,
hey, Beatty, I think you're up here, and I need you down here, all right? You're about to retire. Calm down.
We don't
need to be killing people on our last day at work, do we?
We know this guy.
Yeah, he's famous.
Right under our noses, this guy. Right under our noses, this guy's been reading books.
You just asked for a picture with him. Can't we just move on and start
reading
again?
I didn't even realize that he was reading
books. You're getting in the package truck.
Stay in the corner.
That's a UPS truck, hon.
Stay in the
taxi.
Corner.
Nope, not a taxi.
Going to California.
Nope, not going to California. You're going back to the warehouse.
I'm in the truck.
Mildred, tell your husband to drop the flamethrower.
Flame it.
What? No.
Drop.
Yeah, that part. Do that part.
Throw.
What's the matter with you?
It's the pills.
Oh, the pills.
I need my wakey pills.
Guy kills Beatty. Guy runs over to Faber's house for assistance. Faber tells Guy to travel to St. Louis, Missouri, where a community of book lovers are hiding. Their conversation is cut short when news helicopters and robot dogs come in.
Where are the helicopters?
Oh, the helicopter's in the house.
Oh, no. Our conversation is being cut short.
We're the dogs.
Low-flying helicopters.
Get in the house.
We're looking for Guy.
Oh, God.
He likes to read.
Guy, what you need to do is you need to go to these people in Missouri. They'll sort you out. Guy, look at me. Guy, you need to go down to Missouri. I know you're a big reader and probably don't want to go to Missouri, but that's where you need to go. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
They'll sort you out.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to leave you alone. If you're going to Missouri, that's fine. We're
that's kind
out.
Of an out-of-state problem.
Oh, it's just
problem.
This town that outlawed books? Yes. Are you kidding me?
Very small town.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. Cross town
borders. Oh, no. It's not even that big of a town.
So you just need to make it past the dogs and helicopters, but the dogs seem like they'll
we're
going to
let you go. Yeah, I don't speak for the helicopters, but
so we'll let you go, but we are going to try to shoot you.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I appreciate you giving me a heads up.
Yeah, so just run with your back towards us.
Okay, 3, 2.
Oh, he's so fast. Look at him.
Oh, wow, look at him warming up.
I'm going to shoot the ground behind him.
Oh, you just killed all the dogs.
Sorry, dogs.
That's all right. It happens.
That was awful to watch. I'm going to write a book about it.
Guy sprints to St. Louis and is welcomed by the book lovers. They've each memorized a book, should the day arrive that society is ready to embrace literature again. Wanting to contribute to the group, Guy contemplates the book he ought to memorize.
Well, Guy, you've joined the society.
Everyone here has memorized one book. Mine, Grapes of Wrath.
Mine, it's Magic School Bus.
Yeah, that was fucking a cop-out, but okay.
I don't have a good memory.
Would that take
okay?
you a week to memorize that? I've been working on this my life.
No, that's the strategy. Mine was Good Night Moon.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
You didn't have to memorize
the
whole
book. Grapes of Wrath is like 400 pages.
Hey, you took that upon yourself. Let's hear your pitch.
Well, Grapes of Wrath is about the Great Depression.
Okay.
Okay? It's by a guy named Tom Joad. And yep. I don't want to get off track. If you're going to join our group of people,
yeah, guy,
you need to memorize a book.
Oh, just any book?
No.
How about this guy? The dictionary.
Oh!
That's new.
He technically memorized every book.
I am the leader now.
Oh.
You have that memorized?
No, I'm working on it. I got A down.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I have the word A down.
That's pretty
impressive.
Let's test him. Like let's test him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Apple.
That is a
what page?
Oh, 32.
Oh, so awesome. So you didn't memorize the words. You just memorized the place in the dictionary.
Memorized the place in the dictionary and also the definition. Apple.
Oh, really? Wow.
Apple is the thing that you eat when you're hungry.
Anthropology.
Anthropology is the thing that you study when you're hungry.
Okay.
Anger. Anger is the thing that you have when you're hungry.
Well, that's true.
God
damn.
Like
me.
We all have crippling anger issues.
We have anger problems. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the group.
Welcome
bucko.
To the team. Welcome. Just finish up that book.
You're going to be our leader.
And yeah, you might. Are you cool with being the leader?
Okay? Yeah, nobody tells me how. Don't tell me how it ends.
Okay, well.
The dictionary?
I'm terrified of Z, by the way, but don't tell me how it ends, okay?
Okay, well, okay, got we'll it. Give you, you know, you have a few months to figure it out to read the book.
You have a few months to memorize the dictionary. But go.
You don't memorize the dictionary, then we have to kick you out.
And we need
he smiled mysteriously as he sucked on her nipple.
And this is our
That's
narrator.
How my book ends.
Oh, okay.
Suddenly, a bomber plane flies overhead and annihilates the city with nuclear weapons.
That's how the story ends?
So for real right now?
The war has begun and ended on the same night. Guy and the Exiles manage to survive the shockwave and head to the city to rebuild. And now you know all about Fahrenheit 451.
That's so scary.
Wow, and that's what would happen if
what do you
book
mean?
Talk was banned.
That's the power of that community.
This book makes me want to read more.
451 outside, what's the UV?
That depends on the sun.
Right?
Hyde just learned what UVs are.
Really?
He thought sun is sun. And he was like, it was 6 p.m. He said, should I put sunscreen on? I was like, probably
not.
Oh,
that's doing nothing, yeah.
I don't think you need that.
Oh, no.
And then he
Wait,
said,
so
from
did he
Louisiana.
Think that, like, wait, yeah, what? Also, he thought that, like, 24-7, it's the same? Like, at midnight, you need sunscreen?
I just, like, get sunburned sometimes.
Well, I think it's probably because when he goes out into the sun.
Not a weatherman.
Yeah, that book was good. That was good. That was exciting.
I think there's like a there is truly a 22% chance that I learn the saxophone this summer.
Really?
Because we own a little tiny saxophone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, you learn the sax, I'll learn the drums. We start a band.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and who's going to be singing? Because I can't sing and sax.
I like to sing.
Unless Tommy will sing. Tommy's okay. a good
Julia's
singer.
Julia's got a great voice too.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so band. And then Ryan will be like.
Yes. I'll do the clapping.
Ryan will be in the audience, yeah.
You teach Ryan the harmonica.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, we'll both get you get one end, I'll get the other end, and then we'll meet in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Every time. It'll be a long harmonica.
Grace will dance.
Yeah, I do have a long harmonica.
Yeah, okay. That's felt
how long?
Like a...
How long?
I actually have a harmonica with two sides to it. So one side you blow and one side you pull.
It's like a battle.
Yeah.
You put two people
and
on
it's
it.
It's the same as the long one.
That's sick.
Double bicycle.
Oh, man, nothing better than one thing that's things that are meant for usually one person and they make it for two people.
Let's name some.
Straws in a drink.
Oh, those are fun.
Just video
Chargers.
Games.
Adapters where they got split. Two, or you can listen to earbuds with two. That might not be current because nobody uses wired headphones anymore.
If you're in a healthy relationship, a vibrator.
Hey-oh, that's super true.
Oh, those really big shirts that people wear in sitcoms and cartoons. That
oh, with like sleeves. Yeah.
Yes.
That one feels like a bit of a reach.
Oh, how about a trench coat?
Yeah.
There it is. Oh. Trench coat and two kids. You're getting into that theater. Let me tell you that. You're getting into that show. 9 times out of 10.
Motorcycle with the little guy.
Sidecar.
Yeah.
That's a great
with
one.
A sidecar.
But that's it. All comes back to transportation.
Have you ever seen a sidecar in real life?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a motorcycle, though?
In real life?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I'm your host, and this was We Didn't Read It.
We just didn't read it. That was We Didn't Read It when we didn't read it with you.
What it boils down to is we didn't read that.
And it sure boiled this week, didn't it?
It
on
did
Fahrenheit
boil.
451.
It was hot.
Mm.
That was a fun one.
yeah.
Follow us on our socials, American High Shorts and College Life on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And while you're at it, follow us, follow our individual channels.
Anything to avoid?
Avoid the dark web.
Potholes.
Potholes and buttholes. that's it.
Floss every night.
Okay. This
don't
guy.
Avoid that. Yeah, floss every night.
I don't. Sorry.
Brush every morning.
Well, I don't know if you're going to get 100,000 subscribers on YouTube soon, but you're definitely getting a plaque.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Good luck topping that. I think we go out on
that. I think we go out on that. Okay,
good
have
night,
a good night.
Everybody.